I'm Neil Forbes, and this is the Kitchen Cafe podcast, a download from the BBC. For more information, just head to our website, bbc.co.uk/Radio Scotland.
Mushroom.
Leek.
Courgette.
Parsley.
And these are just some of the ingredients that we're using in today's super special Kitchen Cafe lunch, which will be cooked by these wonderfully enthusiastic pupils here at Our Lady of the Rosary Primary School in Glasgow. I'm Simon Preston, and all of today's cooking will be under the watchful eye of Scotland's national chef, Gary McLean.
Yay!
Wow, what a welcome back to the Kitchen Cafe, Gary.
Brilliant.
Tell us, we're in a primary school. Why? Why have you brought us here to the primary school this morning?
I think the main objective here is with the Food for Thought programme is to get young people hands-on with food. You know, let's get our young people touching, feeling and learning about food and cookery skill.
And as Scotland's national chef, what's your role in making that happen?
Well, my role as national chef is to really support all the good causes that the Scottish Government is trying to work towards in making Scotland a good food nation.
Okay. Well, also standing with us today and keeping us all in order is Principal Teacher Mrs. McGrory. Welcome also to the Kitchen Cafe. Now, I really couldn't be happier to see all these kids getting really hands-on with food, but tell me, how important is cooking within all the work you do at the school here?
We believe it's very important. We see this as not only a skill we're teaching them just now, but this is a skill for life, giving them those basic cooking skills at this age that they'll take with them into the future. And also, as we said, touching, feeling, talking about food, where this food comes from. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, the job it is to experience wonderful. That. And here we have, some strapping P5, P7 kids. What age do they start getting hands-on with food here?
Actually, in our school, we do start right down at the nursery. And we're taking that right from our nursery all the way through to primary 7. So they're getting it from that really young age.
That's amazing. So all the way through
all the way through the school.
What are the sort of key messages and skills, I suppose, that you're really aiming to get into them?
As I say, we use it a lot to develop these basic cooking skills with the children that have not had much experience that they can take home and then use with their parents as well. We're looking at the healthy eating side of this, talking to children all the time about healthy eating, which we see them then discussing upstairs in the dinner hall at lunchtimes and things like that, which is great to see. And they're really just helping us to develop this skill right throughout the school and just encouraging everyone to come down and use our kitchen facilities. And they've really got the teachers and all the children in the school just so excited about coming down here and getting started.
It is absolutely brilliant. Well, lots of keen-looking faces, and I'm desperate to know if we have any wee budding master chefs here. Let's meet some of the kids.
We certainly do.
What's your name?
Emily.
Emily, are you excited about cooking today?
Yeah.
And do you do much cooking at home?
Yeah, I do cook dinner occasionally.
Dinner? What kind of things?
Like chicken goujons and pasta and stuff.
Sounds like you're already pretty advanced. You'll be leading the pack, I think. We'll have a supervisor. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Carmack.
Do you know what we're going to be cooking today?
Risotto.
That sounds pretty tricky. Have you done it before?
No.
What's your favourite thing to cook?
Fajitas.
Fajitas. I can't believe how advanced these kids are. It's amazing. But I think it's probably about time we got cracking if we're going to be done in time for the lunch bell.
Right, guys, if you just want to gather round the front table, please, and we can get started. So we've got some rice in front of us here. Do you recognise any of this rice?
Brown rice.
Who likes brown rice? It's a great option. It's much healthier. What have we got on the end here?
Like basmati.
Basmati rice, that's correct. So what does that leave us with in the middle?
Risotto rice.
So risotto rice is a short grain rice, and you can see the difference in the size and the colour. So we've already kind of spoke about our vegetables. So we're making a mushroom, leek and courgette risotto, and we're going to finish that off with some flat leaf parsley. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So the first thing we have to do is we have to prepare our vegetables. So we've started on the courgette, cut a little piece off, and I've got it on a flat surface. And all I want to do with this is just to cut it into thin slices. Okay? So you guys have probably done this loads and loads with things like peppers and onions, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it's the same skill. Who likes courgette? Have you had courgette before?
Yeah.
So it's a fantastic green veg, and it cooks really, really quickly. And then pop that into our bowl. Do you want to get a shot at cutting the vegetables?
Yes!
Right, let's go back to our stations, and we'll get these jobs done.
Gary, you're Scotland's first national chef, which to me sounds like a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, how does it feel to be flying the flag for Scotland's food and drink?
I mean, it makes me immensely proud, but on that, you know, that flying the flag of our produce, I think it's quite an easy job. You know, we've got some of the most incredible produce in the world, and it's something I'm really proud and passionate about.
But what are the sort of key things that you're setting out to achieve during your tenure in this role?
There's a couple of things. I mean, this is the first time I think any country in the world has nominated a national chef.
Which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. One thing for me is I do a lot of travelling. I meet a lot of producers. I meet a lot of farmers and fishermen and producers of the food that we eat. You know, and there's no accident that Scotland's food is better than other countries.
Yes.
And it's the effort and time and energy that these people that I meet on a weekly basis are putting into that food. So they're not chasing profit, they're chasing quality to keep that brand that Scotland's got up there.
Brilliant.
And I want to get that message out there. It's not by accident, it's through hard work and diligence and that product.
I mean, you've already got really well started by the sound of it. How long have you been in the role? And tell us maybe a couple of the achievements that you're really proud of so far.
So I've just really started in the role sort of at the end of last year. And the remit is quite wide-ranging. You know, there's a few statements, and again, I think my job is to try and support a lot of the good work that's getting done. This sort of work here, I think, is incredible. It's what I really love. You know, it's getting kids involved with food. You know, and I think our kids, you know, they're clever little individuals, and the more knowledge we give them on food at the earliest age possible, the more chance they're going to then lead into a healthier diet as they get older. Mm. You know, I think the knowledge that we can give our kids on food is absolutely vital.
What's the key message? What's the big thing you want to shout from the rooftops during your time?
I think for me, you know, I think the main thing has got to be food education. You know, if we can educate our kids in food, I think the benefits of that long term for Scotland are amazing. In Scotland, we achieve so much. You know, we've been leaders in almost everything what we do. I think if we take this subject on, I think we could lead the world.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, I better let you get back to the kitchen. And you're listening to The Kitchen Cafe with me, Simon Preston. And today, we're at Our Lady of the Rosary Primary School, where we're being cooked lunch by these P5 and P7 pupils, all under the watchful eye of Scotland's national chef, Gary McLean. And of course, the school's principal teacher, Mrs. McGroarty. Mrs. McGroarty, what's been going on here? They look like very industrious, these children.
They are indeed. The boys and girls all getting involved here, chopping up the vegetables.
Very confident with the knife.
They're doing a fabulous job.
What's your name?
Nathan.
I'm so impressed with your courgette sticks there. Have you had much practice using a knife?
No.
You look really good, yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, how difficult do you find it, chopping those that small?
It's quite easy. It's easier than I thought it would actually be.
And they're going into this bowl here. What else have you got in the bowl there?
We've got some leek and mushroom as well.
All very finely diced. Good job. And going over there... Hello, what's your name?
Martha.
Very, very fine shreds of courgette there too. Do you like courgette?
Yeah, it's okay.
One of your favourite things?
Well, my favourite vegetable is probably carrots.
Carrots. Well, I'll let you get on with that. Now, someone you work very closely with, Gary, in your role as Scotland's national chef, is Vivian Maeder. Now, she's programme manager for Food for Thought. Vivian, hello and welcome.
Hi.
What's your job? Tell us about your job and how does it tie in with the work Gary's doing?
Well, I have one of the best jobs ever.
Oh.
I do try to bring businesses to the schools and really inspire children in better eating and also show them that there are so many fantastic jobs in the food industry.
So how important is it for businesses to get involved in the kind of work we're doing here in schools?
Very interesting. I mean, what Gary's doing in trying to really give this national message of the importance of really bringing healthy eating to the table is something that we are doing at the core with the schools. Mm. So we are really applying what GAR is trying to do at a national level.
I mean, what are the big outcomes you aim to achieve long-term with the Food for Thought programme?
Well, obviously, we do have a health crisis at the moment. One third of the children are obese or overweight, which is something that concerns us all. So by bringing really practical, hands-on activities in schools, such as cooking skills, but also growing food in the back of the schools, is really connecting children to food once again, something that we have been missing for a while. We are in a world of convenience food for some time, and it's really important that we do that. And I think by really showing children how to cook, where food comes from, the importance of food and their performance and nutrition, will show children how we should make better choices.
Mm. Mrs. Negroti, how does that work in your school here? How does it link through to what the children are learning elsewhere in class?
It's something that the teachers consider in their planning throughout the year, where they can include food education and where it is placed to enhance the learning. As I say, it's not just the cooking skills, but we're using it to enhance learning as well. And they use it cross-curricular in many different areas, as we say, from history to maths to everything we can really use cooking.
What kind of numbers are involved in this project in Scotland, Vivian?
Well, potentially over 220,000 children have been affected by the programme. Me personally, because it's just me, I have supported over 10,000 children so far. And we have been doing this since 2013. So what's really fantastic, as Gary said, is the benefits that not only children are gaining from this programme, but the teachers, the parents and the businesses as well. So there is a huge collaboration between all these parties and really engaging children in food again.
Gary, it's all gone a bit quiet. I think maybe the kids need their instruction.
They've done their mise en place.
What have they done so far? What are we doing next?
So they've basically got all their basic preparation done. All they have to do now is cook it. So it's a one-pot wonder. Risottos are fantastic to be cooking at home. We've got loads of veg in there. It's a really healthy dish, and I'm sure the kids are going to love it.
Brilliant. Let's fire up the stoves.
Right, guys, if you just want to gather around the front and we'll get to our next stage. I am so impressed with your skills in preparation of those vegetables. Absolutely amazing. Risotto is a really, really easy thing to make, but it does require one thing: elbow grease.
Do they cook risotto in restaurants a lot?
They do. It's a dish that they do a lot in restaurants. But the problem is, in a restaurant, is the dish takes 20 minutes to cook and someone's got to stand and stir it. So what they would do is they would maybe make a big batch and cook it halfway, and then when you order it, they heat that back up, and it's never as good as making it from start to finish. That was a very good question. Any other questions at this stage?
You'll get a job in the radio.
When did you first learn to cook risotto?
Oh, do you know, that again is another great question. I think I've been making risotto for 30 years. I reckon I've been making it properly for about 20. So, and it's one of these things that is really, really simple once you understand the things that you've done to make it a nice risotto. So you're going to learn how to make perfect risotto in P5 when it took me to being a head chef to figure it out. So great opportunity. Right, so we've got our veg in there. So you can see the pan's nice and hot. So the next thing that I'll have to do, and you'll see how hot this pan is in a little second, we're going to gradually... So it's much hotter than you think, isn't it? Right, and this is where the work comes in. So, oh, watch, that is hot. So what we want to do is we want to add our vegetable stock a ladle at a time. And what we're trying is to get the rice to absorb the stock. And then as we move it and stir it, it becomes nice and creamy. And that's the starch from the rice that makes you get that wonderful creamy risotto. So once your ladle of stock has disappeared, you then add another. And it's always better to use hot stock as well because it speeds the whole process up. Right, so all I'm going to do now is keep adding stock and keep stirring. So now it's your turn to make risotto. Let's go.
We hear a lot about attainment in schools, and I'm interested in celebrating what kids are good at as well as what they need to improve in. Vivian, how much does cooking, learning to cook, finding you're good at cooking, help kids with maybe learning to be better in other areas of school life?
Oh, there is a huge link. I have found in my experience during the programme how many children, and that means all age groups and all abilities, how much they get engaged in food education. Just the task, and I know it sounds so simple, the cooking of a dish involves teamwork, so they work together, there is attention to detail, the creativity that requires when you're cooking, the curiosity in trying different ingredients, really it's used and it's transferable for any other subject. So it makes an individual, as Mrs. McGrotto was saying, it's a life skill. It makes them much more confident individuals, and it's really important. And I have seen experience, being in schools where children perhaps we have other learning disabilities who have been able to really follow the activity throughout without any problems. And we had children who were very quiet, who really blossomed during the sessions. So, yeah, absolutely.
Goes to show food is more than fuel, and cooking is more than just a process. Mrs. McGrotty, in your school, how much is this project part of sort of your well-being strategy, I guess, for the kids and helping them holistically to really succeed in school life?
It's a huge part. As I say, looking at our planning and our health and wellbeing and our whole school approach to health and wellbeing, food education plays a massive part in that. As we say, we're taking these children through every aspect of food and wellbeing, from source to plate, and we're showing them really the skills involved in that, and the learning that's going on is just fabulous, as you'll know, see from today, from listening to the children.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Well, another school involved in the Food for Thought programme is Garnet Bank Primary, which is just along the road from the Glasgow School of Art. Now, Samaya Osmani joined some of the teachers and pupils during a cookery class to hear how they're doing some really interesting projects marrying food with technology.
Make sure you've got that in the shot. Yeah. Well done, Lewis.
What's going on here?
So this is Primary 2-1, just 5 and 6-year-olds giving it a go and doing their very own cooking. They're making brick kebabs this morning. And whilst that's happening, we've got our older children who have been learning how to film and edit, recording what's going on so that we can use it for our YouTube channel.
Well, it all started when, as a primary 3 class, we were learning about healthy eating for our class topic. And we'd been looking into all the food groups and nutrition, and we decided that we wanted to do some cooking in school. But we also thought it was important to spread that message to other children and encourage children to eat healthier. And after thinking about maybe doing some posters and leaflets and things, we thought that actually sharing on the school website and then later on YouTube would encourage children, not just from our school, but from all schools, to see our recipes and join in with the healthy eating initiative.
In our school, we're really keen to create experiences that are meaningful to children. So food is just such an incredibly rich subject for us to be able to pull lots of different curriculum areas together. So whilst they're learning about food, they're learning about life skills, they're learning about healthy eating, but we're also helping them to develop listening and talking skills, they're developing in confidence, they're working together, sometimes they're learning about maths because they're measuring, and then of course we've also now pulled in technology, which is very important to us, to try and find meaningful links again, to use technology to be able to share what we're doing and for the children to learn digital skills.
My name is Sophia, and we all got put into this editing group, and so We had to edit the videos because a lot of the time there was a bit of noise and we had to like cut that part out.
My name is Naman and so far we've only edited one video. It was called Blueberry Bites and it was the blueberries dipped into yogurt and frozen. I think editing is pretty easy to do.
So you quite enjoy it?
Yeah.
Do you think she should move it up so we can see it in the camera?
Right.
That's a good idea.
Now, Claire, you're the deputy head teacher here at Garnet Bank Primary. Now, it's quite an innovative thing to bring food with technology, and I think the generation nowadays connects with it really well, and obviously it helps them cook and eat better. How do you think we could actually work together with technology to increase more interest in food?
So I think it's to move the children away from just being passive viewers to actually creating the content themselves. And they can share that with their family and friends, and that only deepens understanding when they go home and they chat about what they've been learning about during the day. So it kind of breaks down the barriers between home and school. And also it was a great context for the children to develop their digital literacy skills, which we do in separate ICT lessons. But if the children can do it for a meaningful way, for a fun way, for something that they have put a lot of their own effort into, it kind of strengthens up those skills and it deepens the learning.
Okay, good girl.
To start with, the children in my class absolutely loved making the videos and watching the videos at home and in school. But after that, we started a challenge for the rest of the school to see if any of the other children could cook the recipes at home. And we've been delighted with how many of the children have sent us in pictures and shared that they've actually been cooking at home. And now from that, we've actually launched our family cooking club, where some of the children and their parents have been attending after-school clubs, where we watch some of the videos and then we cook some of the recipes in school. And also I've heard back from some of the parents that actually they've then gone on to cook some more of the recipes at home with their children.
So you're one of the mums here, and your name is?
Martina.
So Martina, tell me, how have you found that this technology with food has helped your kids?
I love that there's short films on Twitter. I think my son's a very visual learner and really likes to see things. And I think it really motivates him to cook as well. We cook as a family, looking at the Kids Cook Club videos, and he's really, really enjoyed it. Also really like the fact that it's a really important life skill, but sometimes just reading from a recipe book isn't what Dexter wants to do. So actually watching the films has been great for us. And actually one time he cooked the whole dinner for us.
Oh, wow.
He cooked the dinner for the family, which was wonderful. He was very proud of himself as well.
Have you found that the Kids Cook YouTube channel has helped you connect better with the wider community in the school?
Oh, I think it's had a tremendous positive impact. It's really increased family engagement and community engagement with our school. It's really opened up the learning that's going on. And I think families love to just sit and watch the things that have been created by their own children, but also what's going on in school. And then they can try it out when they get home. And I think a really good job has been done by Jessica of making it really accessible, because obviously we've got lots of different ages of children in our school, but I think keeping it nice and simple and keeping it very visual, everyone can join in and have fun. And through our Twitter account, we're also seeing a lot of interest in it, and it's even went further afield than our school. So we've got other boys and girls from around the country are sending in pictures of them doing the Kids Cook, and they all get their certificate and their chef's hat, which they're very proud of.
That was Samaya talking to some of the pupils and teachers at Garnet Bank Primary School. Gary, this room is actually smelling divine. We must be nearly at tasting time. A wee review, where are we up to? What have we been doing the last few minutes? And are we nearly ready?
We are nearly ready. The last couple of ladles of stocks going into the risotto. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the kids round to my table and show them how to finish that dish off.
Brilliant, let's get tasting.
Right, guys, if you want to gather round. Sore elbows? No, are we good?
Yeah.
Right, let's have a wee look at where we are. So my risotto is a couple of minutes ahead of yours, okay? And you can see how creamy and how that looks.
What do you think, kids? Look good? Look tasty?
Yeah,
it does. Looks awesome.
So who wants to try it?
Me!
That's a full house then.
Grab a spoon.
Let's have a review. What do we think? What's our food review of that?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, yeah. And the rice has still got a little bit of bite to it, doesn't it? It's not too gooey, not too soft. That's just the right way. Well done, Gary.
I think what it shows you is it's really, really easy to cook, isn't it? And you're getting loads of veg in there and amazing flavour coming from that veg because of the way we cooked it.
Vivian, everyone's tucking into their vegetable risotto there. Vegetables, kids! I mean, does cooking food themselves encourage kids to eat a wide variety of things?
Absolutely, yes. We also found that if they cook together in the classroom, it makes it even more exciting for them and makes them want to try different things. And also, if they grow food, if they grow vegetables in the school site, has shown to encourage children to try new foods as well. Mm. And that's fantastic. That's really good.
Well, we've seen and heard and tasted what an impact it's having right here. How do more schools get involved in the Food for Thought project?
Right. I'm glad you asked because it's the right time. We have been just approved Phase 6 of Food for Thought. So this is the time the schools who are interested in taking part are able to apply. Nursery, primary and secondary schools will be eligible to be part of this. They will be able to receive up to £3,000, which goes towards infrastructure of food education. And they will get the support from Education Scotland, who is the partner of this programme. The funds coming from Scottish Government and my support, BITC Scotland. We provide all this network of businesses wanting to provide the support to local schools and really improve their profile of responsible businesses. And I think that's a great partnership and they should take part.
Final word to principal teacher Mrs. McGrory. It's been one of the best fun experiences doing Kitchen Cafe here today with you. What's it like for you being involved in this project and getting to cook with these kids every week?
Well, I think just looking around today just says it all. Looking at the happy faces, looking at how much the children have been involved, how busy they've all been, the chat that's been going on, and just, it's just amazing. And I think this is just, every time we come down here for these cooking experiences, this is what I see and this is what puts the smile on my face.
Brilliant. Well, my turn to play teacher. Right, class, almost time for the bell. So, hands up, who's doing the dishes?
No!
Sounds like it'll be me getting the rubber gloves on again. Remember, if you've missed any of today's programme, then just head for the BBC Radio Scotland Kitchen Cafe webpage, where you can download the podcast. Plus, we're on Twitter at BBC Kitchen Cafe and on Instagram at BBC Radio Scot. But from me, Simon Preston, and all the gang here at Our Lady of the Rosary Primary School, happy cooking, happy learning, and have a wonderful week.